You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is surface tension? Have you ever been out to a pond or a stream and you've seen insects moving across the surface of the water? Not swimming through the water, but running on top of the water. And you've wondered, how are they doing that? It has to do with a property of the water called surface tension. Water is sticky stuff. It sticks to other things, and it sticks to itself. It's really the molecules of water which are sticking to other molecules of water. The property of molecules of the same liquid sticking together is called cohesion. Well, the same is also true for the molecules on the surface of the liquid. That property of water molecules at the surface sticking together is called surface tension. Surface tension creates a kind of skin or layer on the surface, and this surface skin makes it harder for things to poke through, like the legs of an insect scuttling across the water surface. As the water molecules at the surface attract each other, it creates a rounded shape on the surface. And you can see this if you get an eyedropper filled with water and a penny. Place the penny flat on a table and then slowly squeeze water a drop at a time onto the flat surface of the penny. You'll be surprised how much water can actually sit on top of the penny. Even when you think it'll start to pour over the edge, it doesn't because of cohesion and surface tension. Next, bend down so you're eye level with the penny. Look at the edge. It will appear rounded due to the cohesion of the water molecules and the surface tension. Here's another activity you can try at home to see surface tension. Get a small paper clip and using very small tweezers or forceps, slowly and carefully place the paperclip on top of the water surface of a cup of water. Try to get it to lay flat on the surface of the water and stay there. Be patient. I repeat, be patient. This might take you a few tries and a very steady hand before you're able to get the paperclip to actually stay on top of the surface of the water. And it's not floating on the surface the way a fishing bob would float on top of water. It's on top of that skin of water caused by surface tension. Next, get a jar of some liquid soap and slowly and without making waves, squeeze the bottle so a few droplets of soap go down into the water. The soap is going to decrease the water surface tension. It'll break that skin of water at the surface, and your paperclip, it'll fall to the bottom of the cup of the water. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of surface tension. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.